Praise the name of the Lord. We bless the Lord for another wonderful day. We give him glory for his mercy over our lives. We thank God because he never fails. We thank God for his wonder-working power. We thank God for the manifestation of his power in our lives. Wherever you are, begin to worship the Lord. Begin to give God the glory. Appreciate him. Thank him for his mercy. Thank him for his love. Thank you for what he has done in your life, your family. Appreciate the King of Glory. Appreciate the Lord of Lords. You have done so much for me. You have taken away my sorrow. Oh, glory, hallelujah. He is coming to take us home. He has done so much for me. He has taken away my sorrow. Oh, glory, hallelujah. He's coming to take us home. Appreciate him. Bless his name. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh, my soul. Worship his holy name. Sing like never before. Oh, my soul. And worship his holy name. Bless his name, bless his name. In Jesus' name we have worship. Beloved, I want you to know that God is a God of wonders. And I want you to know that God is a God of restoration. I want you to believe and have assurance that everything that has been stolen from your hands shall be restored fully. God is working wonders in the life of people. And is going to work wonders in your life in Jesus' name. And we appreciate the Lord for all the testimony we've been having. I will thank God for a lot of people who have been sending information to us to know how they can take a correct measure of some wrongs they've done. If you don't right the wrongs, sometimes you might remain in bondage. And it's very, very important that you right the wrongs. I will thank God for how many people have yielded and taken a step of faith in righting the wrongs. And God will help us in the name of Jesus Christ. You must understand that nobody is perfect. You must understand that every one of us has our dark side. You must understand that everybody also has the wrong we have done. But when we identify it and we go to God in prayers, he will begin to help us in solving this area. I bless the name of the Lord for what God has been using this broadcast to do. And if you are joining us for the first time, this is Prophetic Decree Broadcast, and it comes up every 12 midnight between 12 and 1. That be a blessing to a lot of people. And I pray God will bless you as you join us in Jesus' name. Today is the 18th day of the month of April, year 2021. It's the beginning of another new week. And I prophesy into your life that this week, it shall be your week of divine connection. It shall be your week of lifting up. It shall be your week of favor. It shall be your week of enlargement. God will arrange destiny helpers along your way this week. I pray for you this week. You'll be connected to blessing. A God of fire will promote you. The Lord will clothe you with a garment of favor. You will not go down. No evil shall befall you. You will not enter into tragedy. Arrow of untimely death will not locate you. All satanic agenda against you shall backfire. Anyone that erected evil altar against you shall be disgraced. Those who are going from one herbalist or the other because of you, they shall be silenced. The Lord will disgrace them. Anyone that have submitted your picture on any shrine, on any altar, in any shrine, shall be disgraced completely in the name of Jesus Christ. Anyone walking against you where you are living now shall be silenced. The Holy Ghost shall rise up and fight for you. The angel of fire will defend the interests of God in your life. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Beloved, I want you to pray these following prayers and pray very well. Please put aggression there. Say every witchcraft activity against my destiny, scatter. In the name of Jesus, every witchcraft activity against my destiny, scatter by fire. In the name of Jesus, every witchcraft activity against my destiny, scatter by fire. In the name of Jesus, every witchcraft activity against my destiny, scatter. In Jesus' name, pray. Every satanic bird flying against my destiny, crash land. In the name of Jesus, every satanic bird flying against my destiny, crash land. In the name of Jesus, every satanic bird crying against my destiny, crash land, crash land, crash land. In Jesus' name we pray. Any power
using evil animal to oppress me. Ah, in the name of Jesus, any power using evil animal to oppress me, there, in Jesus, any personality turning to evil animal to steal from me, be disgraced. In the name of Jesus, any personality turning to evil animal to steal from me, be disgraced, be disgraced, be disgraced, be disgraced, be disgraced. In Jesus' name, we pray. Say this one loud and clear. Evil arrow, fire against me. Go back to the sender. In the name of Jesus, evil arrow, fire against me. Go back to the sender. Go back, go back, go back, go back, go back, go back. In Jesus' name, we pray. You are going to pray it again. Say, evil arrow, fire to destroy me, go back to the sender. In the name of Jesus, evil arrow, fire to destroy me, go back to the sender, go back to the sender, go back to the sender, go back to the sender. In Jesus' name, pray. Say, every evil altar in this place where I live, catch fire. In the name of Jesus, every evil altar in this place where I live, catch fire, catch fire, catch fire, catch fire, catch fire, catch fire, catch fire. In Jesus' name, we pray. Say, every evil shrine in this place where I live, catch fire. In the name of Jesus, every evil shrine in this place where I live, catch fire, catch fire, catch fire, catch fire. In Jesus' name, say, occultic agent of darkness in this place where I live, be disgraced. In the name of Jesus, occultic agent of darkness in this place where I live, be disgraced, be disgraced, be disgraced, be disgraced, be disgraced, be disgraced, be disgraced. In Jesus, they say, any power using the middle night, any power using the hour of the night to oppress my destiny, in the name of Jesus, any power using the hour of the night to oppress my destiny, in the name of Jesus, any power using the hour of the night to oppress my destiny, there, in Jesus' name. Say, any power using the hour of the night to steal good thing from my hand, there, in the name of Jesus. Any power using the hour of the night to steal good things from my hand, there, in the name of Jesus. Any power using the hour of the night to steal good things from my hand, there, there, in Jesus' name. We say, any power using the hour of the night to molest me, there, in the name of Jesus. Any power using the hour of the night to molest me, there, 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 in Jesus' name we pray. A louder amen. That is why this prophetic broadcast is coming up at the middle of the night like this, because when you pray all this prayer, you are energized and ignited to carry power throughout the day, and it helps you a lot. I pray that God will empower you and God will give you victory. The power of the night will not steal from you. The power of the night will not make your life miserable, in the name of Jesus Christ. Beloved, I've been talking about the tragedy of hidden curses. The tragedy of hidden curses. I told you that hidden curses are highly dangerous because they are curses that are not verbalized, there are curses that are not pronounced, there are curses that probably, that though they are not pronounced, though they are not verbalized, but they are in full operation, and their outworkings are dangerous. They work and they can outlive somebody they are even working against. You know, they work dangerously. They are destructive covenants. They are terrible covenants. They are destructive curses. They are terrible curses. They are destructive, dangerous curses I've ever seen. You know, they are invisible dragon. They pursue human beings. They are evil ladder that allow evil arrow to land. They are point of contact of satanic arrow. We need to know that. So when we are talking about hidden curses, we are talking about curses that you don't even know they are there. And those majority of those curses have not been broken at all, because you are not aware they are there. So these kind of curses, they are triggered into our lives because of some actions we have taken, because of some things we have done, because of our actions and reactions, and these automatically triggered these hidden causes into motion. And that is why in these last days, I want to enjoin everybody listening to me to read the Bible very well. When you read the Bible very well, you'll be able to know. You won't be an ignorant person. The Bible says, my people have gone into captivity for lack of knowledge. That's what the Bible says in the book of Isaiah chapter 5. He said they have gone into captivity. You know, many people have gone into captivity because of the Isaiah. Even Hosea chapter 4 verse 6 also says, hey, my people perish for lack of knowledge. We should be very, very careful in these last days. We should be very, very careful. We should study our Bible critically and read through the Bible so that we can understand things about ourselves. For instance, now if you look at the book, of Leviticus chapter 20, you will see all curses that will fall upon people who perform some things. The Bible says those who sacrifice their children to Molech shall die grievous death. You know, sacrifice children to Molech means abortion. The Bible says they shall die grievous death. The Bible says those who committed adultery, they will be childless. The Bible says those who sleep with their fathers or their mothers, or the mother sleep with the son. The Bible says these people will be childless. You know, there are a lot of things the Bible mentioned then. The Bible says if a man has a sexual relation with animal, he must be put to death and you must kill the animal. So if you look at all these things, they are all there for you to learn. The Bible says if, like that place we have read now, if you read that place, verse 20, if a man sleep with his aunt, he has dishonored his uncle, they will be held responsible and they will die childless. If a man sleep with his brother wife, it's an act of impurity, he has dishonored his brother and they shall die childless. That's what the Bible says in Leviticus chapter 20. You know, look at verse 21. If a man marries his brother's wife, it's an act of impurity, he has dishonored his brother, they will die childless. Can you see now? So there are things that people can do that will make them to be childless. And that is another mystery that many of us have not taken time to study, you know. And you begin to pray, you never knew that what some things we have done has qualified you to be childless. Look at what the Bible says in that place. The Bible says those who have done this, they will go childless. So we need to understand this so that we know how to handle that. So these are the way people enter into this hidden causes, and they release the hidden and they release these hidden causes into their lives. They begin to labor under these hidden causes, and it has become a serious problem to many people today. Do you know that many people who are laboring under these hidden causes, they find it very hard to make any progress? Their life is stagnated as they are going on the way. They labor so much they couldn't get a reward. Some of them would have worked for 35 years, 36 years as a civil servant. By the time they left the place and they want to sit down and begin to enjoy themselves, sickness will come. And that is all the money they have, all the labor they have labored for 35 years, all the money they are going to get will be wasted on sickness. It's as a result of a curse. You see, many people now find things very hard. They couldn't even get the solution of what they are passing through. It's as a result of a curse. There's underneath all these things that we are going through, curses are there. No, many people will start a business in 2-3 years and it will go down to zero. If you look good, you will see some hidden causes there. Hidden causes will waste effort. Hidden causes will stagnate destiny. Hidden causes will sabotage effort. Hidden causes will make someone to labor and waste that labor. Hidden causes will make someone to be nursing sickness from another sickness, or from one sickness to another. Hidden causes can make someone to have certificate and they will never be able to work with it. Hidden causes will always trigger other things. Hidden causes will allow evil arrow to land in the life of people. Hidden causes will make people to travel from one country to another and they will not be able to account of their traveling. They will not be able to account of the work they are doing. It's because of these hidden causes. It has wasted a lot of people. It has destroyed life of people. Hidden cause has rendered many, many people useless. In fact, it has wasted many lives. Beloved, it has rendered many people childless. It has caused a lot of people to enter into miscarriage as a result of hidden causes. And I told you, I gave you some of the things that people do that allow them to enter into this bondage. I think I gave you about 31. Let me see whether I can run through them again. Number one is worshiping of idol. Number two is sacrifice on evil altar. when you are taking sacrifice, you are doing sacrifice, you carry sacrifice to thick junction, you carry sacrifice to the water, you are throwing something into the water, you are throwing cloth into the water, throwing palm oil into the water, throwing money into the water, throwing Coca-Cola or Fanta into the water, throwing sweet into the water, you are doing sacrifice to the water or to the river. Bathing with blood, either blood of animal or blood of human being, it puts you straight under hidden curses. Witchcraft activity, stealing, swearing falsely before idol. Some people will go before idol and begin to swear falsely. You know you are the one who has taken that thing, but because you don't want people to know you are the one, you just begin to swear falsely, you go under a curse. Bearing false witness against others, sleeping with animals, we call it lesbianism. Sorry, we call it bestiality, sorry. Homosexualism, man to man, lesbianism, female to female. All these things, all this action. And that is why if you look at the generation now, you look at what is going on, you see that we are putting ourselves more deeper into hidden curses. We are putting ourselves more deeper into bondage. And that is why many things are happening now, and even ministers and pastors, they do not know what to do again. Do you think it's an ordinary thing for us to be passing through what we are passing through in the whole world? Look at the whole world. Look at what we are passing through for the past 1 year, 2 years ago. It's as a result of curses triggered, curses released, and many lives have been wasted. Consultation of familiar spirit and marine spirit, rituals and initiation, incision, abortion or murder, human sacrifice, seeking demonic powers for protection, consultation of oracle and divinations, indulging in slave trade and human trafficking, prostitutions of any category, shedding innocent blood, oppressions of the widow, oppressions of the orphan, oppressions of the fatherless, oppressions of the poor, having cursed materials in your possession. Joshua chapter 6, you say there, look into your house. Do you have any cursed material? Do you have any book that is not glorifying God, or occultic book that are there to do transcendental meditations? 6-7 book of Moses, dangerous book like that. Masquerade activity, hijacking another man's wife because you have money, poisoning other people. You poison their food and result to their death, or you poison them and they have to struggle to rescue the people. Father sleeping with daughters, mother sleeping with a son, brother sleeping with a sisters, father-in-law sleeping with the daughter-in-law, mother-in-law sleeping with the son-in-law. That was the place I stopped. I continue from that place. The next point, rape. 32, rape. 33, taking money from idol or shrine to do money lending. See, people going to shrine, people going to idol to get money, and they use it for money lending. Those who lend money from idol, they will never prosper. And those who are doing it, they are under a curse. Go and look at the history. Study history very well. You find that those who have done it, they never prosper. All what they gather with it will be wasted. Adultery. Put people under hidden curses. All perversions, all sexual perversion, anal sex, oral sex, they put people under a curse. Desecrating of altar of God, lying in the name of the Lord, Acts chapter 5. Sapphira and Ananias, they did that. They were cursed. Insulting anointed ministers of God, 2 Kings chapter 2. About 40 children did that and they were wasted. Elijah cast them. Dupe. When you are duping others of money or property, put you under a curse. Sleeping with the mothers and with her children all together at the same time. You are sleeping with the mother, you are sleeping with the daughter. You are sleeping with the mother, you are sleeping with the daughter. It puts you under a curse. I'm going to stop here and continue tomorrow. Say, look at what I've said now. Probably you may need to listen back, may need to listen again, look at the point one by one, look at the one you have done, look at the one your father has done, look at the one your grandfather has done. You might need to stand and confess their sin and repent on their behalf. We call it in school of deliverance, we call it identificational repentance. That is, you stand on behalf of your parent to repent. Like you say, I repent on behalf of my father for committing adultery. Father, forgive and pardon in the name of Jesus Christ. And that legal ground will be removed from your life. And if you are the one, you confess it. So that these are very, very important. We need to confess our sin. We need to repent of that sin. And we need to break that curse and command the power in charge of it to leave us and allow us to have our destiny fulfilled. Beloved, get ready right now, wherever you are. I want you to begin to confess your sin unto the Lord. Say, the Lord, please have mercy on me. Have mercy on me, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Thank you, Father. We are going to pray now, but before I enter into this prayer, I want you to get your bottle of oil and a bottle of water ready. Just put them ready. I want to pray on them. Father, I decree that this bottle of oil and the bottle of water, anyone they are holding, and if they are holding both, the anointing of the Holy Ghost will enter there. The blood of Jesus Christ that speaketh better thing than the blood of Abel will move into this water and this oil. The fire of deliverance will enter into this material. The anointing to break curses will enter into this material. And these items in the hand of your children shall carry power to destroy and pull down the wall of Jericho. In Jesus' name we pray. The Bible says, He has redeemed us from the curse of law. Galatians chapter 3 verse 13. He has redeemed us from the curse of law. He has been made a curse for us. For curse is anyone that is hung on the tree. So whether hidden curses or ordinary curses or general curses, the Bible says Jesus has been made a curse for us. That is a good news. That is a wonderful news. That through Jesus Christ, we can break the curses, whether hidden or whatever. We can dismantle it and be free. So that we can enjoy the blessing of children of Abraham. And that is what we are going to do now. Please get ready, beloved. And I want you to pray very well. Open your mouth and pray this prayer. Pray very well. Say, every root of hidden curse in my life, break in the name of Jesus. Every root of hidden curse in my life, break, 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 break. In Jesus' name, pray. If you are joining us for the first time, when you see me praying, you pray it for yourself. You see, I am praying it for myself here. I want you to pray it for yourself too. I will pray like this before I decree into your life. So pray and let the spiritual stamina of your prayer be hot. Pray with anger. Pray this second one very well. Say, every evil hand controlled by hidden curses in my foundation, wither in the name of Jesus. Every evil hand controlled by evil hidden curses in my foundation, wither, wither, wither. Every evil hand controlled by hidden curses in my foundation, wither, 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 wither. In Jesus' name, pray. Say, the evil hand stealing from me in the dream, wither in the name of Jesus. The evil hand stealing from me in the dream, wither, 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 wither. In Jesus' name, pray. Now take that oil now and anoint your head and put your hand there. We are praying three prayers, and I want you to pray very well. Say, every curse that has entered into my life as a result of incision on my head, break in the name of Jesus. Every curse that has entered into my life as a result of incision on my head, break, 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 break. In Jesus' name, pray. Say, every curse that has entered into my life as a result of one action I have done or the other, break in the name of Jesus. Every curse that has entered into my life as a result of one action I have done or the other, break, 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 break. In Jesus, say, every curse that has tampered with my original destiny, break in the name of Jesus. Every curse that has tampered with my original destiny, break, 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 break. In Jesus' name, pray. Take the oil now and anoint your chest area. rub it very well and lay your hand there. Say, evil arrow hiding in my body, get out, go back to the sender in the name of Jesus. Evil arrow hiding in my body, get out, 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 go back to the sender in Jesus' name. Pray, say, any curse working against the circulation of my blood, break in the name of Jesus. Any curse working against the circulation of my blood, break, 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 break in Jesus. Every curse of eating sickness in my body, break in the name of Jesus. Every curse of eating sickness in my body, break, 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 break in Jesus' name. Pray, take the oil and anoint your belly button. Your belly button is a spiritual cord between you and your ancestors. You are going to pray very well. Say, ancestral eating curses operating against my destiny, break in the name of Jesus. Ancestral eating curses operating against my destiny, break, 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 break in Jesus' name. Pray. Say, the demon of my father that is ruling in my life, there in the name of Jesus, the demon of my father that is ruling in my life, there, 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 there in Jesus. Say, the problem of my father that has migrated into my life, there in the name of Jesus, the problem of my father that has migrated into my life, there in the name of Jesus, the problem of my father that has migrated into my life, there, there in Jesus. Say, I separate myself from the umbrella of hidden causes in the name of Jesus. I separate my life, myself from the umbrella of hidden causes in the name of Jesus. I separate my life, I separate myself from the umbrella of hidden causes in Jesus' name. Pray. Say, generational family curse, break in the name of Jesus. Generational family curse, break, 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 break in Jesus' name. We pray. Aha. Anoint your hand now and shout. Say, every bondage in my hands, break in the name of Jesus. Every bondage in my hand, break, 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 break in Jesus' name. We pray. Anoint your two legs and say, every bondage in my legs, break in the name of Jesus. Every bondage in my legs, break, 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 break in Jesus' name. Pray. If you are looking for the fruit of the womb, take the oil back into your hand now and rub it on your stomach very well. Rub it on the part where you know where the womb is. If you don't know where the womb is, just rub it on your stomach. And you say like this. Say, every eating curse working against my conception, break in the name of Jesus. Every eating curse working against their conception, break, 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 nail, break, nail, break, break, break. In Jesus' name we pray. Oh, wonderful. Miracle is happening there. Aha, aha. The Lord is doing wonders. I command the sickness hiding in that body to disappear. I command the inflammation of that prostate to disappear. I command every disease attacking your body to disappear. Every arrow of darkness in your liver, arrow of darkness in your bladder, arrow of darkness in your kidney, arrow of diabetes in your pancreas, go back to the center. Go back, 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 go back to the center in the name of Jesus. Arrow of poverty, arrow of business destruction, go back to the center, go back to the center, go back to the center in the name of Jesus. Arrow of laboring without getting good reward, go back to the center, go back to the center in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Yes, something has happened there. The hand of the Lord is resting upon 120 people. The yoke of darkness has been broken. The marital garment that have been stolen from you have been returned. Yes, God is blessing people here with financial blessing. Documents that are waiting for have been released. Wonderful. I see letter of employment given to three people there. Receive your own. Aha. Lambroko zata laba laba shuntole kalaba. There's somebody that is sick. Please drink this anointing oil that I've prayed on again. And pray this prayer second time, you'll be healed immediately. The yoke has been broken now. Yes. Somebody has been crying for past days because of what happened to him. Hear me and hear me very well. By the word of prophecy, I command your tears to be wiped off. The Holy Ghost will take over. And you have testimony. Yes. Beautiful. Yakalabaraba. Thank you, Father. I want to pray on your request now. Father, in the name of Jesus, I bless all these requests in their hands. Lord, answer them by fire in the name of Jesus Christ. I bless you with the blessing of increase. I bless you with the blessing of enlargement. I bless you with the blessing of favor. If you are looking for the fruit of the womb, you are blessed with twins and triplets. Those who are looking for business breakthrough, receive the breakthrough in the name of Jesus Christ. Your marital settlement is this year. Every arrow of divorce in your marriage, back to the sender. Power taking away your love from the out of your children shall be disgraced. I bless you today with the blessing of multiple testimony. Enter into this week with joy and with blessing. Enter into this week with multiple grace. Enter into this week with enlargement. And so shall it be. Peace be unto you. And the Lord bless you in a new way. Shalom. God is doing wonders. And I can see you enjoy the beauty of God. In Jesus' name we pray. In case you want to get across to us, you send information to this number 0802-336-9298. 0802-336-9298. I am from Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, B1 Close, 7th Avenue, First Tag Town. I remain your friend, Pastor Emmanuel Akiola. God bless you.